Hi everyone, today we'll be talking about the book Malala, and joining me to talk more about the book is Anshit. Hi Anshit.
Hi Tuka. As Tuka told you guys, we're going to be talking about a book named I Am Malala.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question about the book.
Okay.
So, what do you think about Malala's personality?
Well, I think Malala's personality is very, personal. She's done so much brave things, and, taking over, doing so much speeches, and when she got shot on the head, she didn't really care. Because she already knew that the Talibans are going to attack her. The Talibans are going to keep giving scary messages to her and her family. But only her family was scared, not
and
herself.
She said that she never cried when she got shot.
Never cried. I was shocked. How do you not cry after you got shot?
Exactly.
You're literally blowing blood. How do you not cry?
She got shot on her head. It almost came to her, brain. It was close.
It was this close. This 1% close. Yeah. Probably 5% close to hit Malala's brain.
So, were you surprised when Malala got shot on the head?
Well, no. I wasn't really surprised because I already knew that Malala is going to get shot on the head because the Taliban's threatening her that, oh, we're going to kill you or we're going to do this to you.
And plus, everybody started talking about it. Her story was famous.
And, she really didn't care what happened.
Yeah.
And, only her family was scared. All her friends were scared. And, yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite part from the book, Malala, and why?
Well, my favorite part was where she survived the headshot. When I was reading the book, I Am Malala, and I was almost to the end, and she said, oh, she got shot in the head. They had to go to different hospitals, different cities, different countries, actually, to fix her. And she actually survives, and that was
a miracle.
Yeah, it was really a miracle.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, she survived, and she got shot when she was 14 or something.
Yeah.
And she was just a teenager. She was living a normal life.
Yeah.
And same as the Taliban's attacking her. That was basically my favorite part of the book. Now I'm gonna ask you some questions.
Okay.
So do you think I Am Malala or Malala herself is unique or not unique?
Well, I think she is unique.
Okay, now my next question is, do you think Malala and her family were very, very close, and was Malala's family shocked when Malala got shot in the head at such a young age by the Taliban?
I think her and her family were very close because she cares about them, and she really cares about her family. And she loves her family a lot. And I was not really shocked that she got shot in the head because the Taliban kept on warning her that they're gonna shoot her.
Yes, I do agree on that as well. Cause their family's very, very close. And I feel like they were actually surprised at the top. Well, I feel like the family wasn't surprised because they were keep treading them.
Yeah, and
but they were scared for her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she had to go to different hospitals. And that happened when she was going back. She was going from a bus. And then the bus stopped or something. And then the Taliban came and attacked Malala, shot Malala and two of her other friends. Yeah.
And plus, her dad already knew that she got shot because on the internet, he researched her name. And then at the bottom, it says that they're going to kill Malala. And then he was very sad and shocked. And then he went to tell Malala about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is, if you were in Malala's shoes, would you go to your parents to tell them to move since the Taliban are attacking the place?
No, I wouldn't move just because that if I move, they're going to find me again. And then if I move again, they're going to still find me. So then we still have to face them. And then if they shot me, for example, then they can just get over it. Yeah, and it might be a miracle and I would survive, maybe.
Well, I don't agree with that as well. Like, I don't agree with that because, like, if you move, you won't face the problem. And the Taliban will keep, maybe they'll find you where you go. And, like, you won't really face the problem. That's why I don't agree with you with that. But, yeah, that's basically it.
Thanks for you being my podcast, and have a nice day, Anshit.
Yes, it's been a pleasure having me in your podcast, and as well, have a nice day as well.
That's all. I hope you guys learned something new, and I hope you guys read the book. It's a very good book, and it's very interesting.